Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, no. Oh, gave you the benefit of the doubt till you showed me what you were about. Your true colors came out. Hanging just so tenderly.
spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up? It used to be just me and you.
I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up, girl? What's up, what's up, what's up?
Can you meet me halfway? Right at the borderline is where I'm going away. For you, I'll be looking out. Night and day, took my heart to the limit, and this is where I'll stay. I can't go any further than this. I want you so bad, my only wish.
Girl, I travel around the world and even sail the seven seas. Across the universe and all the other galaxies. Just tell me where to go, just tell me where you wanna meet. I navigate myself to take me where you be. Cause girl, I want you right now. I travel uptown, I travel downtown. Wanna have you around, like every single day. I love you always, wait, I'll meet you halfway.
Right at the border.
Get locked up, they won't let me out.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
Don't stop, don't let it all, I wanna think anymore.
sometimes I feel like I live in Grand Central Station. Hey, and I'm not taking no call, cause I'll be dancing.
Definitely.
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey, America. We are back. How's everybody doing? How was everyone's Christmas? Let's start off with Christmas. Christmas was actually 4 fucking days ago. And it was a real good Christmas. I love Christmas. You gotta go, I love Christmas. Christmas is one of the best fucking holidays where you can sit back and have fun and look at your tree and open gifts and love your family and be around your family and stuff like that. So, yeah, I hope everybody had a good Christmas. And each Christmas, everybody should try to find one person and make sure they have a good Christmas. Even if it's someone you don't know, you could give a teddy bear to or something like that. It's something cute to do every year, because there's always someone that don't have something somewhere. So it could be someone in your family, it could be a lover, it could be a friend, it could be a neighbor next door. Always give somebody something that you know that might can't ever get a Christmas gift, because it comes from you, from your heart. Okay, wanted to start with that, because that's where it's supposed to start, Christmas time. And you know, New Year's Eve, what the fuck is everybody doing for New Year's Eve this year? That's actually in 2 more days. Wow. 2010. Remember they said 2012 the world was supposed to end. Remember when they said in 2000 the world was supposed to end? I wonder if the world's going to end in 2012. What will we be doing if the world just blow the fuck up in 2012? That would be fierce. It just ends. Oh, my God, 2 more years. That'd be a mess. But, yeah, so that means basically what I'm saying is just have fun and live your life, because you never know when you're going to go. But 2010 is around the corner. And whatever you do 2009 to bring 2010 in, don't get too high where you just fucking up your life and don't know what you're going to remember the next day, because you could do something that would just really hurt you or regret. Okay? Just letting you know that. One, be safe, be around friends. Be safe, be around friends, and definitely have fun for the new year and bring it in the right way, and don't be in the middle of no drama. Because a lot of people get hurt around the new year. They be shooting. They be doing all kind of stuff, bringing the new year in. So, truthfully, be in church. Or if you ain't in church, be with your family in a closed environment until the new year comes in. I've been doing that for over, really it's like 20 years. I think in my whole 40 years, I might have been 1 or 2 years I wasn't with my family or something because I was out of town or something. But either your family and, you know, your loved ones or your lover or whatever in a closed environment in your house, or I don't think you should be bringing it in outside and around people you don't know because anything can happen. So it's just, and then after 12 and it's been set in like very 1 a.m. or 2, then you go out and have fun, go have a party because everybody's back to normal and they're not excited at 12 o'clock. So they could be sitting here shooting in the air or anything could happen because, you know, at 12 o'clock it's kind of nervous-wracking because I'm always driving somewhere around 11 to get to my family's and I'll be nervous then. So just try to get basically wherever you're going to get before 12 and bring the new year in correctly. And remember, whatever you didn't do last year that you wanted to do, try to make that your New Year's resolution this year to make some positive stuff in your life go on instead of the negative stuff, okay? How you doing? This weekend, Clinton Korn and Mariah Balenciaga had their ball. Their ball was very crunchy. They finished all the categories. They gave out all the money. It was a few categories that basically I wanted to bring up with the start of, let's start with Team Face, Starsha, and MJ called MJ Gassant. They won Team Face Grand Prize. It was real Benji kind. They deserved it. They were sitting in the building. How you doing? So that was really, really cute about the situation. Armani Femme Queen from Chicago, she's an Allure. She came down and she vogued and she won Femme Figure Performance. That was cute. Ken used to be 007. Now he's an Allure. Grand prize, Twister, $1,000. How are you doing? And he definitely looked cute, and he was in the building. So, yeah, that was some of the highlights, and definitely Lisa. Lisa Prodigy, she came out for Femme Queen Face, and she won. She was always cute to me, but I definitely seen her in another light because she don't never be high fashion or with a gown on. She politely had a gown on with her little ass, honey. And she came out and she walked Femme Queen Face and she was sitting. How you doing? So grand prize and big ups for your new category, Lisa. And that was definitely really, really cute. Okay. The Vegas Ball, March 20th. I was just letting everybody know. March 20th, March 22nd. I can't remember the date. I think it's the 22nd. But the Vegas Ball is definitely going on if everybody want to go to Vegas. If you want to pull it up on the computer and read the categories and all of that, because it's $5,000 for the house that wins the most. www.temptedtotouch, T-E-M-P-T-E-D, Tempted to Touch 2, that's the number 2, T-O-U-C-A, Touch, for you, and not the word you, just the letter u.com. So if you just go there, you could definitely pull up the Vegas Ball and the whole Vegas weekend. Last year was phenomenally. It was really, really a good weekend. You could go down there and gamble, go crazy. You could just go down there to party. You could go down there to shop, and there's the ball, and you could definitely have fun. And definitely you could get a booked hotel, tickets and everything on when you go to the website, and it'll bring everything basically up with that. So if you wanted to do that, you definitely can. The Vegas Ball, and that's March 22nd, all right? And you already know January 23rd is around the corner. And that Friday, that's called the Millennium Party. And it starts that Friday with the $10,000 ball, where that's just all the contestants will come out, and we're honoring them that Friday night. And that's at the Gold Post, and that's that Friday night. Host Hotels is the Days Inn. And that's in Malothi and Turnpike. And then we have the La Quinta Inn on Pam's Avenue. So them both are the hotels. And they're like $50 a night. So you could definitely call in. And you don't definitely need no password. Just call in to lock your room. And $50 a night, the Days Inn on Malothi and Turnpike, or La Quinta Inn on Pam's Avenue. So that's basically the two hotels, period. And I'm going to definitely be saying more about the balls and all of that's going on to come in. But let's go straight to New York City to the fat, legendary overseer, New York, or rather, East Coast mother, Kelly. Ms. Rahim.
And now, put your hands together for the bass. The real.
To be real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary. Kelly is right.
What's going on? How you motherfucking doing? We are in the motherfucking building, honey. And bitch, hold on. To you motherfuckers, to you bitches in the chat room, whatever Andre repeat, that don't mean that y'all motherfucking bitches can be motherfucking repeated, bitch. Don't get motherfucking blocked early. How you doing?
Bitch.
Yes, we are definitely in the building, bitch. When I tell you I am so sorry we was not here last night, Miss Thang, honey. Miss Ebony was off for the holidays, and my sister Jasmine was recuperated from New York City, Miss Thang, and I was recuperated because I have been partying from Wednesday until last night, honey, so I had to recuperate, bitch. So we was all out, Miss Thang, and we could not get on, Miss Thang. I didn't wake up until 11:30 last night, Miss Thang, after recuperating. I had to recuperate, honey.
I heard you was wrong.
Oh, baby, I have been fucked up. I have been fucked up since the radio show went off Wednesday night at 1 o'clock. I have been partying so hardy, bitch. I am sexy, I am single, and I am motherfucking free of any ST motherfucking D's, Miss Day. So, you know, I've just been having a ball, and I have been partying down with my motherfucking daughter, Miss Ayanna Milan, honey. We went to Splash on Wednesday. We went to Esquilita's for Christmas on Friday, Miss Day. Then we came back, and we went to the Globe on motherfucking Friday. Then we went to Baltimore on Saturday, honey. Allegria on motherfucking Sunday. The boys' room last night, honey. And now I'm resting up so I can get ready to splash it up again this motherfucking Wednesday. How the fuck you doing, bitch? I am taking 2009 out with a bang and bringing 2010 in with a boom, boom, pow. Honey.
That's right.
It was fab, honey. I was in there, honey. You ain't seen me, Miss Thang. I was right in there, honey. You missed me, honey. I was right there when my cousin Sanaya was swinging up on the motherfucking pole. When I tell you, Andre, Miss Sanaya fucked that motherfucking pole up and motherfucking splash, bitch. She came down from the top of the pole on her motherfucking head. She fucked that pole up and splash. It was everything.
What
it was fucking
everything.
Bitch, no, she had got up on the stripper pole that the male strippers be on, and she fucked that pole up something nasty. You'd have thought that bitch was walking sex for about $10,000 the way she fucked that pole up. She fucked that pole up. It was definitely fab, but I'm glad, honey. I had a blessed Christmas, honey. I was out with my children, honey, and all my children from all different states was here in New York with me, and I had a lovely Christmas with all 11 of my gay children, and we just have been having so much fun and just partying all over the place, and it's just been a really blessed Christmas. I thought it was going to be a sad Christmas because I didn't have no relationship no more. But it's my kids have really turned it out, and I had a blessed Christmas, and it's been wonderful, honey. I can't wait to see what 2010 has to offer for me, because 2009 has definitely been a wonderful year for me. How you doing?
I'm listening.
Yes, honey, it's been cute. Oh, yes, I did go to the Globe. Me and Miss Dawn battled down at the Globe, honey. I had to storm Miss Dawn Ebony at the Globe, Miss Thang, honey, and, you know, and give a little, you know, something, honey. Child, how you doing? But I'm glad to see all my girls in the chat room. I'm going to give a big shout-out to all 48 girls that's in the chat room. How y'all doing? I'm going to give a big shout-out to everybody that's on the phone line and that's listening. We are here, and it's going to be a hot show. It's going to be a lot of mess. It's been a lot of mess and a lot of drama and everything going on, Miss Thang. Miss Selva is going to be calling in about 12:15. She's going to be calling in, Miss Thang, because I think she got a little choice words that she wants to say and stuff. It's going to be crazy up here. It's just been a whole lot of stuff. Girls becoming 007s and then going back. All types of crazy shit that's been going on at the functions and all things type of this week. Alvernian, I got to give him a big shout-out. Had another cute ball that definitely ended, and all the categories was definitely had, and, you know, and all the cash was given out. It was a little
altercation with Icon, Tony Revlon, and Father Rodney Milan, but I guess they squashed their little thing, honey, and it was a bunch of Lemonhead judges on the panel that was trying it, honey, in Baltimore, and then a bunch of No Crickety Rickets, Miss Thing, that was definitely on the motherfucking panel that had no business being on a motherfucking panel judging Queens, Miss Thing, and then at the nerve, Miss Thing, to be judging and recording at the same time, Miss Thing. It was just a mess, Miss Thing. I could be hating these late bitches that they just throw these No Crickety Ricket bitches up on my motherfucking panels. It's fucking ridiculous. I gotta give a big shout out to my motherfucking daughter Ayana Milan. She came down to motherfucking Baltimore and whirled and twirled Miss Rhonda Icon for Sex Siren, battled Miss Sabrina, and then that No Crickety Ricket broke the tie and gave it to Miss Sabrina. Miss Sabrina looked good. Ayana was sitting, Miss Thing, and it was definitely cute, and I had fun. How you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, her and Susan Justin, ex-con 007 said he's going to be calling in too. So it's going to be some mayhem tonight, honey. Ooh, bitch, it's going to be some mayhem tonight. Ooh, child, honey, child. Bitch, what the fuck? But I tell you, if the ratings is going to be up, call your girlfriends, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that legendary Kool-Aid Khan is going to be on the phone. Susan 007 X-Con is going to be on the phone. And I heard Mark 007 X-Con is supposed to be calling in too. So it's going to be some madness and some teas and stuff. And honey, I might have to, I think the Icon James might be calling in too, honey. Bitch, it's going to be some shit.
So tonight is basically the House of Corn.
Oh, but it's going to be some shit tonight, honey. It's going to be some shit tonight. How you doing? Yes,
wow.
It's going to be some shit tonight. It's a countdown, Miss Thing, honey. I'm going to give y'all a little rundown. I'm going to give y'all a little sneak peek, Miss Thing. I'm not going to go into full details of the situation, but a couple of chapters of certain house have left and went someplace else, Miss Thing, and it's just been crazy. Girl, the girls have been leaving houses and taking children and stacking children and all types of shit, so it's going to be some madness tonight. I don't know, honey. Miss Whoopi says she's on her phone. You don't see her, Miss Ebony? It's going to be some madness and shit, Miss Thing. I should have been full tonight for this motherfucking shit like I was last night, bitch. If y'all would have got me up here last night.
Old fashion, baby, would get moved, that bitch crazy. Old fashion, baby, would get moved, that bitch crazy. Old fashion, baby, would get moved, that bitch crazy.
Caralho.
Oh,
hey, bitch, what the fuck is up, everybody? How was everybody's vacation? Little, you know, holiday vacation. How's everybody doing, Ma and Andre?
Hey,
okay, great.
Right. How are you doing?
Kurt, what happened to you at motherfucking Alegria? I did not see you at Alegria, Kurt. What happened?
Girl, not everybody's a party queen like you, but yes, I had so much fun this week, partied down. I'm still trying to catch up on my rest, you know, so that I can go out tomorrow and, you know, do it all over again for New Year's Eve and things like that.
But,
yes, I've been having so much fun with all my brothers and sisters. You know, we've just been chilling, having fun. No treasure stealing or snatching. You know, we're not doing anything like that.
Oh, shit.
None of that.
We're not snatching no treasures, honey. But a couple of treasures did get snatched this weekend, bitch. But, honey, we're not going to talk about that. How you doing?
How you doing? Yes. But anyhow, did any of you guys hear about Miss Naomi Campbell going bankrupt?
Oh, no. She's going bankrupt?
Bankrupt, baby. So she's got to file for bankruptcy, the case might be. I have some tea on Miss Keisha Cole. None of her nieces' Christmas presents. They said she was the Grinch this year. It was horrible.
Mm. Yes. I think she going broke.
She was the Grinch this year.
She going broke.
Dwayne, yeah, she just might be because, you know, she's doing all the shit for Nuffy and all of that. Man down, holla.
I know that's right.
Okay, yes, Miss Gabrielle Union was caught with Dwayne Wade in Florida. I guess they're dating or whatever the case might be. They make a cute couple. I love Dwayne Wade. I think he's so sexy. Such a big man.
Cheated on her husband, too?
Which one is Dwayne Wade? Oh,
Dwayne Wade, the basketball player.
Okay.
So she cheated on her husband, too?
Everybody's
cheating and shit.
She married?
Okay. Yeah, Gabrielle Nunez is married.
I don't know. I guess it's with wait.
Oh, bitch.
Yes, but he's sexy, bitch. I want me a little piece of Dwayne Wade. You know, I don't want me a little piece of too many people, but I want me a little piece of him. Okay.
Oh, shit. The girls in the chat will say Dwayne Wade's been a treasure snatcher.
Yeah. But how's everybody in the chat room doing? I see the lines are full. The lines are packed. I was just trying to get on, and it was giving me...
Sorry. Okay. Oh, she's divorced. They said she's divorced now. Oh, so now she's sleeping with Dwayne Wade. How you doing? I know
okay.
that.
Getting good all money. Of that basketball cock.
Yeah, she likes that basketball. Yeah. Mr. Carlos said she's going to be calling in. I know she's listening from the computer. She said she's going to be calling in. She has some things she needs to say also.
Yes, Nicole, bring it on up. Bring it on up.
Baby, it's going to be a hot show tonight, honey. It's definitely going to be a hot show, honey.
It definitely is.
Do y'all remember last week when I said that it was Georgia versus the Carolinas?
Yeah.
Well, Georgia have took the money home, honey.
Georgia Peach.
But you know, this Wednesday we have our first Kiki House ball, bitch.
Oh, I know that's right. Work it out, Georgia. Georgia's coming on the map, honey.
Coming out Wednesday, bitch.
Hi.
I gotta give a big shout out to overall mother Dee Dee Chanel. She was in the club last night, sitting as always. Miss Paris Garcon was in the club sitting. All you know, Crickety Ricky Bricks that was in that corner. I want to give a shout out to all you hard girls that was in that corner. How you doing, Miss Day? Yes.
Okay. So, Mother, what's your plan for New Year's Eve?
I got to give a shout out to the soft girls, and I got to give a shout out to all the hard girls, Miss Day. All those girls that was in that corner and was sniffing all that coke. Y'all know who y'all are. I'm not going to put y'all name out there, but y'all was sniffing that coke and rushing that rush, Miss Day. How y'all doing, bitch? Yeah, you know, you got to give a shout-out to the bartender for giving me free drinks all night long. Mother Double O, you should have been there with me. The bartender was sending me all my drinks for free. How you doing? You should have been there with me, Mother.
Oh, bitch. So I went to court today with my brother, and so we walked in, and, bitch, they thought he was my motherfucking pimp because I was wearing 6-inch heels.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
You gotta give a big shout out to Father George Mizrahi for them dropping his case of his smoke and that motherfucking kush in front of my building. How you doing?
Bitch. Oh, yes, and Angela Simmons, Reverend Run's daughter, is planning on getting married soon. That just came across my screen. So, congratulations to her. Definitely, congratulations to her.
So what else happened at the function in Atlanta, Andre, besides MJ and Starsha winning the cash and Ken winning $1,000 for Realness with a Twist, honey? What else happened? Was there highlights or no lowlights? Nobody didn't get knocked out of anything, honey?
No, it was no other highlights, but I'm going to just let Selvin come on and say what he wants to say. That was definitely a highlight. That was fucking funny.
Oh, yes. Selvin, I can't wait. My sister's on her plane. She'll be landing
Selvin,
at 12 o'clock.
Yes.
I'll be getting my sister on the phone by 12:15. She lands at 12 o'clock. She got to say, honey, I'm going to get Justin's number because he can't get through on the lines, and we're going to call him. And Father James.
Justin called me, too. Justin is a funny fucker, honey.
If James Kahn hits the red phone, we'll call him and get him on the line. I know Mark Kahn said Mark 007 said he wants to come on the line. So, baby, it's going to be a full show, honey. Y'all girls going to have a lot, bitch. It's going to be a mess, honey.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait for it to get messy.
You know it's going to get messy, honey. You know we wasn't here last night, honey, so I have to be here tonight, honey. I'm going to give y'all messy scandals and teas, Miss Day. And then tomorrow night, we're going to recap the whole year of 2009 on Blog Talk Radio, honey. And for all you girls out there that want to follow me, you can definitely follow me at www.twitter.com/tintorchops. Or you can definitely hit me up on MySpace at www.myspace.com/tinsorchops. Drop a message. Tell us about some categories that y'all would like to see at the Viewer's Choice Ball. Tell us about some suggestions that y'all want to see for the show for next year. We're taking all suggestions and everything to have a whole new lineup and everything going on for y'all. You know, we're changing shit up, honey. We're here for the people. This is the people's show. How you doing?
Oh, yes. Two more things I forgot about the ball, too. Best Dressed as a House, the fucking Milans was sitting, bitch. They were sitting in the name of Hoxpit, bitch.
They always are. Shout out to the House of Milan.
The House of Milan, Best Dressed. And you know who else I'm going to give big ups to? Mr. Wonderful. That man comes down here every time and slays the bitches for face or whatever he do. Big ups, Mr. Wonderful. He's sex siren and he's face at the same time, very perfect tens or whatever. He comes down here and he politely played with them again for Butch Queen face. This is the second ball straight. He has served the girls in Atlanta. How are you doing?
I definitely got to give a big shout-out to my son, Ronaldo Milan, honey, for going down to Baltimore and turning the girls out, and that no cricket or wicket had to break the motherfucking tie again, Miss Day, and gave it to little James Conn, Miss Day. It's no shame little James broke down, but my son had worlds of towards him. I got to give a big shout-out to Marquise for winning that 450, but that little shout out Marquise battle at the end, she gave Marquise a little battle, but Marquise did win, Miss Day. It was definitely a cute function, Miss Day. I got to give a big shout-out to all those children that came off of face, Miss Thing, that I got chopped up, Miss Thing. Your house mothers and fathers should know when they say totally done, to send you through totally done. A suit pants, and a dress shirt, and a tie is not totally done. That's why y'all got chopped. It was no shade against mother. Your mothers and fathers need to read the categories and send you out there the correct way. How you doing?
And then I heard
Shout out to my brother.
I heard my father won.
Oh yes,
runway from
yes, big shout out
1000.
Big shout out to the icon Tony Revlon and Iman Mizrahi, and I don't know who else was on their team. They definitely did come out and win $1,000 for runway as a state and at the Black Panthers, and their production was cute. And I gotta give a big shout out to the other team that came out. Their production was definitely cute. So they coined this thing. How you doing? I got to give a big shout-out to the Revlon girl. I don't know her name. That came out and won and was towards the girls for our female figure performance. She came out there and turned the girls. How y'all doing? You know, I was all over this weekend. Oh, the girl said Baltimore was a setup, this thing. Well, I'll be in Baltimore for the icon Tony Revlon's ball in February. How you doing?
Well, what about Anthony and his of the year in Baltimore?
Say she didn't have even walked in Baltimore. They just give shit away just to give it away.
You know what I'm
Ooh, so are you saying they just seen her sitting there looking sad and they just gave it to her?
Yes, Miss Thing.
Miss Thing, you are sad. That's sad.
Yeah, you know she's a treasure snatcher. She snatched that trophy, Miss Thing, and didn't deserve it. Miss Thing, no, she'll be calling in real soon with her comments, but I have my girlfriend Nicole on standby for her.
Oh, yeah. Nikki. Let's get Nikki on the air. Where is she?
Yes.
I just looked for that intro, bitch.
Nicole, are you on the line yet, honey? Yes. I have to give a big happy birthday shout out to my son Foxy Ballard. His birthday was on Christmas. Mother loves you, Dad. I gotta give a big shout out to my son, my grandson Tashawn Millard. His birthday motherfucking party, after party here at my motherfucking house was nasty. It was fabulous. It was 30 girls up in here. We had cocktails. We had blunts. Bitch, we played pity pass. I won Buka Milan's coin, mistake. Took his sister coin. They Benji Kong girlfriend coin. We partied down like motherfucking rock stars, bitch. Like we was in Beverly Hills and Hollywood.
Oh.
How you doing?
Who's this coming on?
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, bitch.
What's up?
It feels good to them.
An
Oscar, right.
It's cool. The same thing. Become a legend, you have an Oscar. The same thing. I don't really consider myself a real legend. I've been at the ball with the legendary children, and I stand myself with the legendary children. But I'm one of the top upcoming children. Legends. You have legendary children.
I don't know what's going on with Nicole's phone. I don't know why she didn't answer her phone. Nicole, hit switchboard back up. What's going on, honey?
Nicole was reading down. Did anybody get into that?
Bitch, but when I tell you girls, Miss Thing, if you ain't never been to a motherfucker, the after parties I had in my house for the last 5 days, bitch, it's been better than the motherfucking club, bitch. Honey. We got to party down, honey. And all you girls that had that motherfucker, if you had the overall mother, Jasmine, Mizrahi Punch at the function mistake, or the overall father punch, or the overall East Coast punch at the function mistake. That fucking punch, it was cute at the ball, bitch. But honey, 5 days later, bitch, after the ball mistake, that punch was nasty, girl. When I tell you I had the girls in here laid out, the girls was full and laid out up in here, bitch. It was a mess, honey. Girl, the punch.
Shout out to my sister Imani for breathing hard in the living room.
That's what y'all said.
What's going on?
This is Audrey. Where's Audrey?
I'm right here.
Audrey, I have something for you. You got to hear this.
It's to giving, too, because I feel that I give a lot of enjoyment to a lot of people. And they enjoy to see it, and I enjoy to work for them. So that's my prophecy, as I should say.
To be legendary is like your goal, to be legendary. You know, let you know I'm legendary, you're not. That's
like,
you know, it feels good to them.
You have to say that.
You know, I understand passion, bro.
Okay, Roger, I always want to tell America, you always got to go back and respect the gangster. I watch that maybe about 3 times a year, every year.
You
really gag at Paris is Burning after your life go on, and then you go back and you watch Paris is Burning. Go back and watch it. You were really gag today when you go back and watch yesterday. You're gag.
Yeah, and if you never watched Paris is Burning, that is the first documentary,
yes,
documentary,
yes,
for you to ever watch for the new generation about balls. If
yeah,
you don't know,
if you want to know something,
watch that first.
Pat, watch Paris is Burning. Hi, Whoopi, how are you?
Hey, baby, how
what
are you doing?
You sound live after Alan Greer. Y'all was up in the building. I got a full report, Audrey.
Go to Alan Greer. I had to stay home and get my rest, child, because they was partying too motherfucking much for me.
They said Kelly is in New York City partying, popping all over, running up and down with her son, CJ, who snatched Maya from Buddha. Treasure snatcher.
Oh, bitch. What are you talking about, Nicole?
I'm just saying what came across my earways.
Oh.
Well, you know, they
you
say,
know,
mother, they say that
you missed it, but you came in at the end and we started yelling and you disappeared. You came on like a legend icon and you got off. But the treasure snatcher, they said CJ snatched Maya from Buddha. He's now part of a treasure snatching list.
Oh, wow.
And that's Kelly's son, and that's all she do is running around. And they say that he's, I like the whole thing about him being selective. They said, you know, he does the Butch Queens. He's very, very selective. I like that. Open-minded.
Treasure snatcher.
Wait, let me turn Paris down and down.
I gotta find my shape now.
That's Miss Pepper. Yes, I love that one. Okay. Kelly.
Hold on, Nicole.
You come, baby. How was your weekend? They told me Selvin wasn't a con until she got a phone call for about 5 minutes.
It was so funny, bitch. It was so fucking
funny. They said Selvin, my mother was not a con for about 5 minutes.
It was so funny. I said real loud for the whole forum, stop the music. I'm running in the ceiling and hiding, bitch. That's so funny to me how Selvin did that shit. Selvin is a kiki, bitch.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, Miss Day. You are, let me tell you something. When you finish this and when everybody's out there partying, because I heard y'all all talking about y'all partying, but everybody forgot to mention this, go to your knees and thank God for every time you are stuck in the corner, like I was from Sunday to last night, too. But you go and you thank God. So for every time you go into a situation like that and you come out and you ask God for a very healthy year. Because, Kelly, you've been all over New York stoned and drunk, they told me. You're running around with CJ and you are on everything.
Oh, I'm on what, girl? What are you talking about? What have I been on, honey? I have not been on anything, Miss Davis.
You was on everything. You talking about the girls are bumping in the corner. They said Kelly be on everything, Andre. She's stoned. Said ever since her single sexy tour free has happened, She has been loose and sexy and stoned.
Baby, it's baby. I don't know what y'all talking about, honey.
You pleading the fifth? You taking it to your grave, sis? I hear you. Take it to your grandmama.
So what the girls are talking about, honey, I have not been doing anything.
I'm not at the computer, but I was there first, and I saw Cream and Nature. Shout out to Cream and Nature, Miss Nicki Minaj, the chat room legends, and everybody else that's in there.
Oh, hold on. Somebody just hit me up with some tea, Miss Day. They gave the very that Eric Khan got his ass whooped in front of Delta because he spit on some child, and the child beat the shit out of him.
Work, Miss Danielle.
Anybody got spit on somebody is really, really.
That is. I'd rather you hit me.
I'd rather you kick me.
But something, because if you spit on me, I'm going to take it all the way back from where it came from. Not your mouth, to the gut of your stomach, meaning my fist is going to go down your throat. That is the most disgusting and undegrading thing to do. I'll tell you. Can you shut up? Cool.
Hello?
Whippy, we was calling you back.
Yes.
I thought we were calling somebody to get it off. Everybody got quiet. What happened?
Hold on. Y'all talk to Whippy. Let me call my sister on the red phone, Miss Thing, and see if her plane landed. Y'all talk for a minute.
I got cut off. Tell
me about that she wasn't a con for 5 minutes.
And it was definitely about 3 minutes and 8 seconds or something.
Okay, work, Audrey. Okay, so you said it was a second. However long the category finished.
Oh, Audra, so what happened? Why
the
did it land?
Didn't even finish, bitch.
Oh, no?
No.
I don't like
the
having
category was very.
Talking about that tea, someone will be on the phone in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the category didn't even finish. It was a key.
I just want to ask her, why did she left for three minutes and 8 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Andre, so why did your team Atlanta get scared and not walk runway?
It wasn't that we didn't get scared.
Hold on. Switchboard, can you please get Miss Salvin on the phone, please? She is now landed in New York City.
Dupree. That's what it was. Because if we would have landed, y'all would have been shut the fuck down. Trust me.
Child, please. You know what it was? You got my message, baby.
Y'all won, and y'all looked it cute, but y'all was the only ones there. How you doing?
That's right. We were the only ones that showed up to play, ready.
That's because y'all all live in New York. It was 5 inches to 7 inches of snow. We couldn't make it.
Honey, please.
So, yeah, you work for Fab now because it was snow out, and no one could come and get y'all girls.
I love you, you little treasure troll.
Oh, he's trash. He's a treasure. So I love that. That's nice, Whippy. Treasure. So I like that.
Hold on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Now, what the fuck is going on, honey?
Hi, mother. How are you? I had got a call, right, and it's you on the air, and they told me, and Andre just corrected me, that you left the House of Corn for 3 minutes and 8 seconds. So I want to know why. They said after it was over, you called and you said, I'm a con and you are a 007 still. Thank you. So what happened, Miss Sam? Did someone defy you?
I'm a con.
Okay, all right.
And it was those couple of seconds.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm true to my word. I don't have nothing to hide. Which, you know, I don't really discuss Ms. Wright. I've never discussed Ms. Wright. I'm not going to discuss condoms, but I can give you a little bit. But that was open, so I can give you that. Justin's a 007. And he came out as a con, and I left, and I wanted to make sure things was, you know, what it was, and then it was what it was, and I came back. But I can honestly say Justin did not carry, Justin did not show up, Justin just, you know, paid the situation when I got near him, not to speak to him or anything, like if I was like in his area, he did move away from me. Like, he didn't throw no shit or nothing, you know. It was what it was. But it was the other characters that did carry.
Well, I'm just in the secret tunnel. I'm not worried about it.
Hello.
Okay. Well, you're being,
hey,
politically correct.
And sexy boy kick rocks, bite bricks.
Although, oh, no, you're being politically correct about the situation. My red phone have rung, Miss Thing, you know. And the tweet that I got that Mark X Con 007 now has took to North Carolina, because the girls called me after I got the phone with you, to North Carolina, to South Carolina, and some Midwest chapters, and they all go to different houses, Miss Thing. What the fuck is going on? Mark hit me up. And
wait. Somebody name in the room is social service.
But you said what now?
That Mark had took the North Carolina, South Carolina of a house's mistake. Mark hit me up, and, you know, he wanted to come on the show. Miss Susie wanted to come on the show. What the fuck, honey?
Let them come up with an investigation if they are around you, or if you can get them like how you got me, get them on the phone.
Hold on.
And they're really naked hot. If anybody gives me, just
prepare. Social service. Who is in the chat room? Social service.
Nicole, I'm going to fucking meet you.
Why?
Because you're carried on with that chat room, and I'm trying to conduct the interview, and I'm trying to get Justice on the phone, and you talk about the chat room, and
well,
I need to go
get Justice on the phone.
I'm trying to get Kool-Aid. Can I talk loud and be voices, because she's still on the plane, and I can't hear her over you.
Well, she didn't say nothing, but go call him.
Switchboard, I just sent you Justice's number. I'm about to send you Mark's number.
And to put it like this, and I'm going to keep it real, because I'm not going to go back and forth with it. If any cons that left, just get on the air and just let it be known. It's like, there's no hard feelings to it. It is what it is. So it's like, y'all going to be y'all, and we going to be we. We just battle on the floor and just leave it like that. But as far as I know, if they're a part of us, that's how I'm going to keep it until they say, you know, something different. You know, it's no hard feelings.
Hello?
Justice, you're on the phone.
Hello?
Yes, what's up, grandson?
Hey, everyone. Hi, Andre. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
How is everyone?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I came on the show. I'm not going to talk about a lot of different things. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
I just wanted to, I wanted to comment on what took place at Clinton's ball.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I wanted to correct a few things that Selvin has said. First of all, I want to start off by saying that Selvin behaved foolishly, and she was embarrassing. Not only to herself, but to the legendary House of Khan that I love and I have loved for 8 years. Selvin, you got on that mic, and you weren't calm and pleasant about anything. You were bothered that I had come out to walk as a Khan. And the fucked up part about it is, when I came out, my intent was to come out as a 007. But what Selvin fails to realize is that I have labored hard for this house. And every chapter, when the news first broke that I was supposedly put out of the house, I had every chapter calling me, voicing their displeasure with the decision. And when I came to that ball and I had intended to walk 007 as to not cause any problems, they refused to let me do that, and they yelled, "Con," because they loved me. And Selvin was angry about it and went on his... started to act like a fucking idiot in front of everybody. She thought that she was serving me, but she didn't. What you did was you embarrassed yourself and you embarrassed this house. And what even makes it worse is that you went as far as to say, if he's in, then I'm out, which furthermore shows your disloyalty to this house. Selvin, I don't know what kind of image that you're trying to portray right now, but it's phony, just like yourself. And that's all really I wanted to say. And I stayed away from you, Selvin, because I felt that was the best thing that I could do for myself to maintain my composure and not join you in your idiocy. That's all.
Okay. Now,
and
now
as far as my
that was so wait.
That
was so spot on. That's all.
hold on, now that it's open, and I said I wasn't going to spill Con business, now I'm going to...
Girl, you discussed Con business at the ball. What are you talking about? Now you want to use decency and conduct? Please.
Like I said, and I say it again, this is what happened. Day-Day asked me, could I bring Justin back as a Con? I told him no.
It's not even your decision, girl.
He kept asking me and kept asking me, and I kept telling him no. When I turned around again, when Day-Day asked me the last time, I told Day-Day, please do not have this show. Come out here as a Con. I don't want to embarrass him. I don't want to make a scene. I don't want no drama.
And you didn't.
I told him that again. When Justin came out, Justin popped. This is what all really happened. Justin had got chopped. Justin never said that he was a Con because no one asked him nothing. No one ever said that.
I was never chopped.
Excuse me, you was.
I'll finish it and you have a chance to rebuttal after.
Okay. So like I said, when she came out, it was just Cons behind her. No one screamed Con now, everybody. And Andre was there. No one screamed Con when he came out, like, for the realness part. He got chopped. I didn't say nothing because the first thing I said, if I clear it up, the first thing that's going to happen is they're going to say, Sullivan got her chopped. Now, mind you, she comes out for the second part. And when she came out, it was only, like, I don't know how many people were screaming Con, but it wasn't everybody that was screaming Con. So she got broken. Now, just like I said, when I said what I said, Justin never made a scene. Like I said, I had beef with Day-Day and the rest of them. I didn't have no beef with no Justin. And like I said, and I say it again, and I hope Day-Day is hearing it. I told Day-Day, I didn't want
here.
A scene. Okay, well, then Day-Day is sitting next to you. I told Day-Day, and my exact words was, I did not want to make a scene. I did not want to cut up. I told him all this. I said, now, if he comes out as a Con, I am leaving. That is what I said. When you came out as one, like I said, they screamed out Con, and I said what I said on the mic. I got right back to James, and that's when James told me that she wasn't. And, yes, I just said that I was back. I never said that I didn't cause no scene or nothing. But just like I said, and I'll say it again, I kicked you out for reasons. And not only I kicked you out.
Sullivan, you didn't kick me out of the house.
Excuse me.
You can never do that, girl. Ever. Ever do that. You've been here 8 months?
Not only I kicked you out.
If you're going to be honest, be honest, Sullivan.
I've been here for 8 months, bro. I've been here for years. December 6th made a year. Count your year. December 6th is when I became a Con. We passed December 6th, bro.
Oh, accurate detail.
Not only I kicked you out, you weren't the only one that got kicked out.
Girl, you didn't kick. Okay, we're not even going to go through this. We'll let James come on the phone and clarify who put who out.
You can let whoever on the phone.
Because
you
know,
I wish I was a Con. I could talk shit, but I'm not a Con.
Just don't make me and just don't break me. Anything that I can show you, Justin, is 13 awards. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm going to 130th and St. Nicholas Avenue.
Your 13 awards don't matter. You know why, Sylvan? Because you're a dishonest, lying idiot. Now, let me recount the correct story. Sylvan, I would say something. You said that you wasn't going to carry?
I never said I was finished. And one thing about me, and Nicole is on this phone, and Kelly is on this phone, and so is Andre. And they can't tell you anything else. Sony was never my first, my second, my last, not even my nickname. I'm never phony. If I told you I did something, I did something. If I told you I didn't, and I did. And like I said, and I say it again, I told Day-Day this, Justin. So it wasn't like I was being shady towards you, because I wasn't. I promise you I wasn't.
Sylvan, you were. And if you're going to be a real person, be honest. Because your hatred and your nasty attitude was evident in everything that you did. Everything you did. Don't talk to Andre. Talk to me, girl. Talk to me, please. Because I'm speaking to you.
Andre.
And if I wanted to include Day in this conversation, I would have done that. That's why I'm not calling anybody. I'm talking to you, Sylvan.
But see, here's the thing. And I'm talking to you, Justin.
Okay, so then stop asking Andre for his opinion, girl. Talk to me.
Baby, point blank, Day is sitting next to you. Ask Day.
Girl, if I want him to get on the phone, he would get on the phone.
And Day is say that to you, Justin? As gay day, did I say that?
Like I said, Selvin. Let me correct you something, girl. I wasn't chopped at that ball. That was the con after me that came out that was chopped, honey. Let's get that correct.
Listen, okay? Calm down now, okay? Mark XCon 007 is coming online. He has something he wants to say also. So please hold on while I get Mark on the phone, okay?
So they could breathe by like some chicken nuggets.
Ooh, Andre, you were right. Be quiet.
Hold on while I get Mark on the phone. Switchboard, can you please bring Mark on?
But it's just certain things I don't understand with how people do things. I don't understand it.
Hello?
Andre.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
you're
I'm
on.
Here.
You're on.
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
First of all,
hey, Mike. Happy holidays.
Mark. Hey, Nicole. First of all, I want to say is that I didn't, I don't know, somebody said, I didn't take no ball, no North Carolina chapter, nothing with me. Or anything like that. No, I'm not in the House of Commons at all. No, I'm not. Yes, I am a 007. The people that I brought to the house were the people that was loyal to me or that was close to me, and I kept close contact with throughout the chapters, was calling me, asking what was going on. I explained to them what was going on. They had their own choice, whether they want to leave or whether they want to stay. That's not my decision or what they make. So, I mean, whoever's saying I'm taking people with me, I'm not doing that. You know, I explained, Selvin texted me to some lawyers, unnecessary stuff, and like I told her, I never called. She said, I'm trying to take her kids from New York. I don't even know half of the kids from New York. Actually, Diego called me and asked what's going on, and I told him, and he had the option. I told him, if you want to come with us, he can come. If you don't, he don't. And I told him that it was said that everybody cannot come. That's what I said. I said only selective few. Nobody ever told him to bring anybody, or we want this, or we trying to tell them to steal nobody, because we don't need to do anything like that. Second of all, I just feel like the way that Justin was treated, like he said, after 8 years, it's ridiculous. And just know this, and I'm not calling in to have a rebuttal, go back and forth. So, you know, I don't even, what I say, y'all can put me on hold. I don't even want to hear nothing nobody got to say. Just one thing, just know this. It's a difference from being accepted and a difference from being tolerated. And people don't know the difference, but we was tolerating individuals. We had no choice. We was not accepting to certain things that came onto this house. Tolerated, that's what was happening. And some people were tolerated. Justin was not tolerated. Justin was accepted. And that's why the way the whole thing went down about people going off and they was calling him a con, still they was upset because he's accepted in this house. He's not tolerated. And all this other stuff down there was said about how she didn't put him out. James put him out. But the same person that put him out also called and said he can come today. But Justin decided he didn't want to do that. So if you want to come on and say this and say that, you did not put him out, and you're going to say that you left because he was back in, but you said you had nothing personal against Justin. That's a personal issue because the reason for Justin being put out. He's a lying bitch, like I said.
Him and
Justin,
be quiet, don't do that. Because him and Eric got into a fight, and James, and they embarrassed the house, which I thought it was too. But like I explained to them, it wasn't Justin's fault. Justin was defending himself from somebody hitting him. I mean, nobody's going to stand there that nobody hit him. That's why Justin was put out. Now, if that's the reason for him being put out, then you should not have a problem with him coming back when he wasn't at fault for the situation. You had a problem with him coming back because you have a personal issue with him, and that's the same thing that you had when you was with the Maserati. You had a personal issue with whatever went on with your aunt. I don't know what it is, and so you left. Personal issues don't occur in houses because houses and a personal lifestyle are two different things. And you have personal issues. I have plenty of personal issues with people that was in the House of Commons, but that didn't stop me from being a part of that house. That's a separate thing. And people fail to realize that they don't know how to differentiate the two things, and that's why that's their problem lies, and that's why I no longer am a part of the problem because there's too many personal things being brought into the house. What you personally reflects your membership in the House of Cards, and I have no time for that anymore. That's why I'm not in the house anymore, Kelly, Andre, and everybody else that's listening. Kool-Aid, are you still there?
You.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Now, and I'm not going to lie, when it became personal was when Justin tried to two toms with me. Just at that time, I wanted to kick them out then, and I'm not going to even sit there and lie. That's when it was personal. I did want to kick them out then. And
again,
I
you couldn't,
Diego,
like I said.
I did.
You could never
I
do that.
To, I spoke to Diego, and that's what it came to end. When it became business, is when I kicked him out. And I called when I kicked him out on the mic.
I thought you said, we are eyes, Elvis. Come on, now stop lying. Be clear with your, with what you're articulating, girl, because you're double speaking and you're making yourself look like the idiot you are. So,
like
so speak clearly, girl.
Like I said, everything that I do, you wouldn't know what I do, and you wouldn't know what I don't do. Now, when you did it, what you did the fourth time, I did not kick you out when you did what you did the first time. I pulled Mark to the side, and I pulled Brooklyn to the side at the studio, and I was explaining them what the situation was. Now, when it went from that, what made me tell them, you know what, I can't take it no more, when you and Eric fought, that is when I said that was the last straw. And the gather was, it was more than one incident on this topic, which I'm not going to add other people in it because they are not on the phone. So I'm not going to bring them up. They will have to take, they are, like this, they knew who they are. That is when I said, what I said on the mic, that you and Eric was out. Like I said, Eric was wrong for him.
Calvin? I guess we lost her. She was in transport and cab services. We lost
time. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak up for myself, and I think.
Oh, and you sure did, Justin.
And you know what? I can admit. You know, I have a bad temper, and I try my hardest to control it. But I'm sorry. I have tried very hard to try to have some of a respectful relationship with Selvin, but it's impossible.
But you know what kills me, Kelly? What kills me with Selvin? You Justin was her best friend when the bitch was out getting new phones. Justin was her best friend when she needed a new pair of shoes. Justin was her best friend when she would need $50. Justin was her best friend when she needed a ticket somewhere to get paid.
I put that ugly bitch in $600 Paul Smith shoes, bitch, for the Ebony Ball. Listen, I looked out for her in that entire chapter.
Then when she don't go her way, it's a problem. That's what I don't like. That's what I can't take.
Justin, can I ask you a question? How long was you in the House of Cards?
I was 18.
Yeah.
I took breaks. They raised me. That's all I've known is Con. I can't. Anything I learned about the gay scene, I learned through Con. That's all I know. That's why I love a lot of houses. I love the whole ballroom scene, damn it. But when it came to if I ever wanted to go somewhere else, I couldn't do this. This is all I know. This is why this shit hurts so bad. This is why I have this hatred for Selma, because she don't get that shit. She don't get that.
I understand.
Love my fucking house.
Really, what I got from Mark is that the House of Con loves Justice, and they just tolerated Miss Kool-Aid.
And
what I got
also, just correct me if I'm wrong, did you leave the house because of Selvin also and her talent? And
Yes, I did.
Oh,
I would not be a part of that house as long as she in that house.
Oh,
and
no,
let me, nobody else
in my house. I would not be a part of that house if she's a part of this house. James, I know James since I was a child. I can tolerate his attitude and the way he acts. It doesn't bother me. I've been dealing with him for a very long time, since 1999. I've been dealing with James for that long, so that don't bother me. But for her to come, she just gives up. She has never acted like this when she was a Mizrahi. She has got too much control, too much power. She's feeling too fast, and she's feeling... a million-dollar fan, but she's 50 cent worth, and I can't take it, and I'm over it. She can make,
I need to make a correction. Andre and Kelly, I need to say something.
I'm jumping on the Metro North.
Hello? I need to make a correction.
Go ahead.
I'm a 007. I was asked to come back to the house. I didn't decline. What I did say was that I need time to myself, because, you know, at the end of the day, I got on the show because I was overwhelmed. Everyone asked me to be quiet and not to defend myself. And that's what I did, because I thought that was a wise thing to do. But it was extremely difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, this whole situation, I'm so embarrassed that my house is even on the radio show right now. I'm going through this. I'm embarrassed that Selvin put all this business out before everybody. I'm embarrassed by it. Right now, I just need time to breathe and just remove myself from all of this. And like I told James in a text message, at the end of the day,
I want everything to work for the good for Khan and for everybody involved in all of this. At the end of the day, I don't like Selvin, but you know, I really don't wish her no harm. I don't wish anybody any harm, but I don't like her. I don't like her character. I don't like her personality. I don't like her, and that's that. And I'm going to take some time just to like heal and just take, just watch how things unfold. That's what I'm doing. I've made no decisions. I'm a 007, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to love Khan for the rest of my life, and that's that.
Oh my God!
I wish a lot
and
of
I appreciate y'all being. Let me be on the
like
show. I'm about to leave. I'm about to hang up. Thank you so much for allowing me on the show. God bless you all. I'll see you guys out at the balls.
Oh,
I love you, Mark.
Yeah, I have a good. I love you too, Jeff. Y'all have a good night. Thank you, Kelly and Nicole, Andre,
bye,
and
Mark.
Whoopi.
Bye,
y'all
Mark.
Have a good evening. Bye bye.
Wow. Well, hold on 1 minute, because somebody on my other line. Let me see.
Hello,
shit.
Baby, the madness and shit has unfolded tonight, honey. I'm trying to get the icon, James Khan, on the phone, honey, because, baby.
Wow.
Shit, honey. Man.
Wow.
Miss Stain, they tolerated her, Miss Stain. They didn't really even see her, Miss Stain, but they tolerated her. That's what Mark gave, Miss Stain. They tolerated her.
He left.
Yes, he left, Miss Stain. He said they love justice, Miss Stain. They just tolerated her, Miss Stain. They really didn't even see her. They just tolerated her nonsense, Miss Stain. Miss Mark, you are a mess. You are, Kiki. I gotta get to the red phone, honey, because I got to see if the icon is up so I can get the icon on the phone. So I can find out what's going on. So the icon has to say about this.
Word
it's a mess, honey. So y'all go ahead and y'all chit-chat and comment on it while I go to the red phone and see if the icon want to come on.
Oh.
Whoopi.
It's going to get severe up in here, the atmosphere.
Yes, my dear. Do you dear? What, Paris?
It was a lot of true points that were said a few minutes ago.
Yes, there was. And my heart and my extreme love goes to Justin. I can imagine how much that hurt him. That's
but, you know, this is what kills me with people, because I wish a lot of people had the soul and the life to live for your house the way.
Like Justin, yeah, because I felt like, yes,
some
all day, thank you. Yes.
It's just into this because they into it.
That's the
like
way I feel about my
where
house.
I was born at. You know what? You know what? You know I only heard two people ever say that, and you know who the two people was? Justin and fucking Jack. Them was the only two people I ever, and Kelly. Them was the only three people I ever heard say, this is the only thing I know. This is the only place I have been forever. I don't know nothing else. Why
that's
should I go?
For, because I've been saying that for so long. I understand that. I feel with just. I love my house and my. Oh my God! That. Yeah.
Hello.
Who did we call?
Hold on. Who's back on the line with Osama? That's you.
Yeah, that's me. I got cut off. I was on the highway.
Oh,
hello.
My God. Your mother.
Yeah.
You wasn't on the phone. You had got cut off, and Mark had gave very. The House of Khan loves him in justice, Miss Stain, and they just.
What happened?
Mark gave very. The House of Khan loves him in justice, but they just tolerated you. They really don't even see you, but they just tolerate you.
Okay, well then that's phoniness. And this is not towards Mark, because like I said, at the end of the day, like I said, I don't have no problems with Mark at all. I don't.
But he left because you entered.
Okay, well, a lot of people have left when I entered.
Well, I don't know what's going on. I need to get James on this phone to find out what the fuck is going on.
Okay, go get him.
I'm going to be honest with you.
That's the only one that wants to.
I just got some tea that just came through the Batman line, and they gave the very that Ayanna left, Charles left, the Atlanta chapter left, and a whole bunch of other girls left also. They say they're over this and they're tired of this.
The fuck, you know what? I'm gonna run out of this fucking wall.
Say, I don't know what the fuck
how
is going on.
Run
to say,
out
but
the
I
James,
Andre.
James, this is Andre, James. Call me, call
in. They gave the Ayanna and all the girls left this thing, and I just got a message that came through. They gave the Ray, Ayanna left, Mark left, Charles left, all the girls from Atlanta has left, Shannon has even left for federal prison this thing, and all the girls have left this thing, and they are boycotted into the car until James puts you out.
Like I said,
There's only one person. Go up to the bus stop. There's only one person that's going to clear it. Go to the bus stop, please. Yeah.
Hold on, I gotta get the red phone. Y'all talk for a minute. I gotta get the red
phone.
I caught up on the line. Hold on, y'all talk.
Goodness.
Nicole, bitch.
I am sitting here rubbing my face so hard.
At the end of the day, don't
is gonna
learn my name, bitch. These motherfucking ballroom girls, I love ballroom. That's
yes.
why I love
Andre, how are you gonna run out the wall?
Bitch, I don't know. I'm going to find a way. I'll be gagging.
Not into the
I love ballroom because this is why I love ballroom because you never know the drama for the next fucking day, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Well, at the end of the day, these bitches are going to learn my name, bitch.
I'm always here, bitch.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. You said that. I want to ask you a question.
What, am I phony?
No. Who's going to ask me that today?
But I'm asking every person on this.
You don't ask me that. Don't ask me nothing like that. I don't have nothing to do with what they may assume, not think. Now, what I said I was going to ask you is, the only thing that I'm getting a crumble, tingling feeling about, and I'm pretty sure, Andre, you can agree, was it considered, have any idea what it could do to Justin being in some place he was born at, and you take that away from you publicly? Did you consider how hurt? I mean, just like you were born. Well, you actually made a lot of the houses, but that is not your house. That's nowhere in your route. That was
Before you go there with the coming to the house thing, I helped. I didn't make. I helped.
No, I didn't say that. I said a lot of them, you were in there when they all started. So basically, y'all all helped, you know. So, but that was Justin where he was born at, basically. So he has all, he got socks and everything in that. Did it occur to you how much it would hurt him when you publicly put him out like that?
At the end of the day, when you disrespect, it don't matter how the person feels. It doesn't matter. I mean, in my eyes, and I'm not. And like I said, I'm not being shady, and I'm not being fierce. But when you disrespect, period, there is no respect anymore. No. Like I said, and I say it again, this incident happened more than once. Okay. Oh, when it comes out to me, it happened four times. Okay? I was supposed to have kicked him out a long time ago. And this is what no one's not understanding. That it wasn't that it was just me. It's more victims in this. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I can't speak for no one. They will have to speak for themselves. You know what I'm saying? I'm only speaking for me because I'm the one that did it. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, and I said again, when they came out to Atlanta, I was saying that this man was not in the house, and I kept saying it, and I kept saying it before ball doors even opened. That whole day, I kept telling Day-Day about this situation. You know what I'm saying? And I also told Day-Day that I don't want to make a scene. I don't want you cut up. I don't want to embarrass the house. I said all of this. So why would you scream Khan when this man is walking? Mind you, y'all didn't scream Khan when he came up the first time. But as soon as he bombed, he screamed. And like I said, and I'll say it again, whatever personal issues I had with Ms. Rahi is whatever I had. I choose to leave because I wanted to leave. And if Andre wanted to kick me out, then Andre would have kicked me out. And it is what it is. Whatever I did as a Ms. Ryan is what I did as a Ms. Ryan. I'm a con now. Oh, hold on.
I got the icon. I got the number he told me to call. Hold on. I'm texting it over the switchboard. Hold on. We going to get the icon. They said, and I just scared. They said Diego left also.
Oh, my God.
The number over to switchboard now. We about to get the icon on the line.
This is
Matthew
Tuesday.
We about to get the icon on the line. I just sent the number over to switchboard. The icon will be on, honey.
Dory and Corey said shade comes from reading.
Hello?
Those bitches are going to learn my name.
Hold on, we're about to get James Conn on the phone.
And I have Diego on three ways.
Hello?
Oh, James, you're there.
Yeah,
What's up?
Hi, James. How are you?
Hey, everybody.
Hi, James. Well, child, you know, it's just been a whole bunch of mess going on. Susan was just on the phone. Mark was on the phone. And then somebody just hit me up on the red phone and said, Ayana and Charles and Diego and all the children left. What the fuck is going on, iCard?
Diego's on three-way, but we'll let y'all know he's on the line with me.
Hello, everybody. What's up?
What's going on there? They said that all the children are leaving and everything. Shannon all left. Ayana left. Charles left because they mad because Susan got put out the house. What the hell is going on?
Well, honestly, everything is fine with the house of Khan. None of my kids left. Nobody left. Shannon is still in the house. And Charles and Ayana is still in the house. Everything's fine. Those are rumors.
Let me explain something to the people that's listening who don't know the history of Khan. Khan actually was the third house, one of the third longest houses that ever existed in the ballroom scene. It started here in D.C. And that's been 24 years ago. So these people that's pamper, and what I mean by pamper, are new and up-and-coming people that have got into the house by associate. The people that saying, first of all, 90% of the stuff that was said on the radio is a lie. And one thing a lot of people know, I don't care how good your talent is. I don't care how good you are, who like you, who don't like you. I have a zero tolerance for stupidity. And one thing I don't like is when you embarrass my house. I don't give a fuck if whatever the case may be, if it's a fight, if it's an argument, if it's around other people that's not Khan's, it's an embarrassment to me. Now, I just got up from work, so I've been hearing little bits and pieces, been getting all these text messages about Justin coming on the phone, about Mark coming on the phone. So I don't even know what's – well, let me tell you what's going on. As far as all these people they saying has left, Atlanta haven't gone anywhere. New York haven't gone anywhere. The only one that I was told whether or not if it's true or not is the North Carolina chapter, which what have they done? What balls have they won? What positive impact have they made, you know, on the House of Khan behalf? So, and this is what I'm telling you all, I tell them that. They already know how I feel about that. Now, my motherfucking best friend, Steve, which is the grandmother, he took his kids, his personal kids, Ayana, Charles, or whatever, and I guess they're going to start their own establishment. That's the part of the D.C. chapter as far as the old chapter. So if they chose to leave, let them go on. I mean, what's supposed to happen then? The House of Khan been here 23 years. I ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
I'm not going anywhere. If anybody else want to follow them, that's on them. They got to walk down the runway in front of me.
Oh, I know that's right. How you do it?
Down the runway in front of me. I'm letting everybody hear this. So Mark got up on here, pulled his head, what he said. You know, Mark, he's a follower. Who is Mark? Mark is nobody. Mark was he's the root of the problem of the D.C. chapter. So all the people that's been wanting to get at Mark now, he don't have Khan on his name anymore.
Who
do you have to protect him? Who do you have to protect him now? So many people in the ballroom community wanted to get at him, and people, either myself or somebody within the house, have stopped them. And a few other more that people wanted to get at. They don't have their name no more. Their credit card for Khan has been put in the blender.
Oh, ain't that Icon? Eat that. That's the new line, though. That's the new line for 2010. Your credit card has been put in the blender. How you doing?
So Mark has started so much stuff. I put him out the house twice. And now when I see him, put my foot in his ass. So, my thing is, what's that supposed to mean? You know, he's putting poison in all the bad people with the talent. So if they want to follow him, he's nobody. He's nothing. He's nothing. I don't even know how he even got this far. you know, because of Charles talking to me, you know, because of other people whispering in my ear, let him do this, let him do that. So for all the people that's following him, he's a troublemaker. Every time you turn around, he's doing something. He's threatening somebody. He's not a fighter. He's threatening somebody. He's doing this. He's doing that. For all the people that's following him, they, you know, they're going to gag. Because like I said, they have to walk down the runway in front of me. Or they have to face me somewhere here in D.C. Well, it don't make a difference where it is. I'm not bad. I'm not no bully. I'm not misspeaking who I am. So do you really think that the House of Cards going – if Salvin ain't going nowhere, going nowhere. So all these people that's making this big scene or saying this, that child want to – whoever want – let them go. Do you think this is a Christmas present for me for to be able to reshape this house, starting with D.C., you know, all the old people that's been in here that's not walking, that's not contributing, that's doing all this crazy stuff. I've been asking for this for so long because when I put my foot down, a lot of people get mad. You know, Charles gets mad because, you know, he figured that I'm being harsh or I'm being mean. No, I'm being who I am. I have a zero tolerance for stupidity. If you do anything to disrespect this house, you're gonna suffer. If you can't do your job as the father, then I will come in and do your job for you. I don't have a problem. I don't care about your talent. I don't care how long you've been walking, what you don't want. If you do, I'm not being biased, pretty much. If Andre done something here in my house, Kelly, you done something you in my house. If whatever I do to Andre, I'm going to do to you. I'm not going to be in the middle. I'm not a 50 player. So that's the problem. I don't hang out with my kids. I see them. I hide and by. I speak to them. If it's a situation involving the House of Con, I get in the middle of it, try to get it resolved. I don't party with them. I don't go over to their house. They don't come to mine. Like I said, I see them in meetings. I see them in a ball. And that's the way it is. And that's why I have the respect I have when it comes to my kids. That's why they listen to what I say. It's not about yelling, making them understand. But the point is they're going to respect me. Oh, get the fuck out. I don't care. So they don't like what's going on. Tell them get the fuck out. I will see them on somebody's runway.
Oh, my God.
James. I'm going to be behind somebody's table.
It has all been corrected.
No, it's not finished yet because now this is where it gets hot. James, could you please let them know and let the world know that I kicked Justin out, and then after I kicked him out, I called you and let you know that I kicked him out?
Then I put him out. Yes, yeah, and that is correct. You know, my thing, I don't know where all this stuff came up about, you know, he was supposed to be letting back in or, you know, all of it is crazy. It is real crazy. And I'm really trying to refrain myself. But, you know, for all the people that had problems with the D.C. chapter, it will be remodeled. That's all I can tell you. Y'all have a good night. And
thank
I'll see
you, James.
All. Have a good night. We're going to have a good time. But if people want to come on the 10th, tell them come on. But if you listen to those bitter people, my number's everywhere. Andre has it. Kelly has it. Selma has it. So when these bitter people call you all, call me. Anything you need, I mean, as far as these, whatever, just call me, and we can talk about it. But don't get these people that don't have no status or don't have no respect within the ballroom scene. Y'all have a good night. I just got off from work. I'm tired. I get up at 8 o'clock, be to work.
Okay. That was the icon. Hello.
I like James and the new order. I like that. Oh, my God. I'm tagging. I apologize for my question.
They are that your credit card has been chopped up in the blender and it has been sent back to American Express. Your purchase has been declined. Thank you. No approvals in this store.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello. Hold on, I'm working on getting Ayana 007 on the line. You know, bitch, when I tell you mistake, bitch, I told y'all we were going to take
Andre?
But I want booty first. Hold on, I want booty first.
Give me booty. Can you bring me booty on, please?
Hockey. Octavia's in front of the fans.
Yes.
And about Atlanta. Atlanta didn't go nowhere, so I don't know where all that came from. But no.
What was
Octavia? You got Octavia.
She's I'm about to pass his birthday. She's in front of the fan, mother. She's in front of the fan. I love that.
Wow. No comment.
What you doing, Nicole?
Gagging, watching Paris is Burning and gagging. I watch Paris is Burning 3 times a year because you learn, you know, and you respect more. And I guess that's what you... Wow. It all goes together. Wow.
That's it. I'm taking 2009 out with a bang.
You sure did, bitch. You get brand pop for making the ending of this year. The girl, this was the hottest show.
I don't know what happened with Booty. Somebody just IM'd me and said Booty wanted to come on and give me.
We thought for a moment. Like just how she left for a moment, that there was a publicly embarrassment situation to Miss Elva. It was truly corrected. I wish there was a bigger word for corrected to explain how I feel. It was truly corrected. I don't know. That's it. I don't have nothing else to say. I'm good. Oh, wow.
And that is the reason why I am your mother, Nicole.
Oh, wow. And, but you know what? That also explains your tough and thing, because personally, into the air and everybody else, because I can say this to you, we've spoken. You have, when you joined the Khan, House of Khan, you joined with this force, like this big thing, to the point where even me as your child was like, she's crazy. You know, like, and it was so much commitment, and you spoke and held that name, like, and it all explains everything. It all goes together.
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't still speak.
I'm not saying spoke. Don't go correcting me. You know what I meant. You're speaking still, but to me, to the point where I gag, like, you understand, like, how you go in for your house and how loyal you, and you go in.
The only thing I can say is she is loved, honey.
Okay, Charlie, wasn't that corrected? The only thing I can say is Octavia, darling. What, darling?
I don't know, honey. She's not tolerated, honey. It looks like she's not tolerated, honey. I'm trying to get Ayana. I'm trying to get Ayana on the phone, but she's not answering my IMs or my texts.
Mother, you know, we remember when we used to leave your house and go see Candy at 161. And Candy used to be out there with her titties out and her panties on. Work, Miss Candy.
Going to the bathroom.
Hello?
Oh, you went to the bathroom?
I have my husband on the line.
Oh, I was trying to tell you, remember when we used to leave our Naomi house and go to 161 to see Candy?
Well, hold on, because we're not going to be reminiscing times, okay? Let's, if you're on the phone line, honey, if you want to... Listen.
You wasn't here. I was talking because you
wasn't
here.
Listen, okay? We're not going to be reminiscing the times, okay? We're going to take some phone callers, and we're going to see what some of our callers have to say about this madness that's going on, honey. So if you're on the phone line, honey, and you just heard all the madness that unfolded, honey, come and please give me your opinion on what you think about the situation. I have the icon Andre Mizrahi on the phone. I have the legendary Nicole Icon on the phone. I have the legendary overall overseer of the House of Khan on the phone, honey. I have my daughter Miss Whoopi on the phone. And you have the overall legendary mother herself. Me, the shit starter. How you doing? Let's take some phone callers, honey. Press one if you on the phone line and you want to call it, bitch. Because I told you, bitches, I was going to take 2009 out with a bag, honey, and I had kicked in the doorways in the 4-4. All they heard was, mother, don't beat me no more. Press one. I'm here.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, where you at?
I'm in the building trying to get in my house. I might have got kicked off. I don't even know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here? Okay.
Yeah, you told us that you getting in on the elevator and you might have got kicked off.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
You told us
I'm still lost.
You see, it's quiet. It's no calls and everything. And if I start talking about Paris' mother when she's rolling on the floor with the cigarette, Kelly's going to come in and start reading.
Well, if you're on the phone, hold on. We have a caller, 201-892. You're on the air on Messy Tuesdays. This is Messy Mother. How you doing? 201-892. Oh. You're on the air. Hello? Are you there? Okay, next caller, please. Funny. Yes, 646-436. You on the air on Messy Tuesdays with Messy Mother. How you doing? 646-436. You're on the air. Okay, you let that caller go, please. I ain't got time for all the madness and the drama, honey. When I call your number twice, if you don't say nothing, we're going to get rid of you. You're going to be completely off the line so we can make room for other people. I don't have time to play games tonight. Next caller, please. So when I say your number two times, if you don't say nothing, you're going to be completely off the line, and the phone lines are jam-packed, and you will not be able to get back on tonight. I don't have time for the games and shenanigans, honey. This is the end of 2009, bitch, and we're taking it out with a motherfucking bang. So you say just listening or something. The fuck? The next caller, please. Bitch, honey.
Oh.
Bitch, I don't have time.
You just forming out.
Bitch, I don't have time for the night against tonight, honey.
Kelly, I'm going to give you your father's thing. That was, because I think the whole world probably was waiting for that, because that was the thing. You gave these people what they wanted to say, Norman. Overseer?
Hello.
Yes.
Did you make it inside yet?
You know, I just gotta say, Miss Day, I have to congratulate you.
Okay,
you,
Kelly.
I have to give you the princess diary, Miss Day. I don't have no motherfucking, I don't have no sash and no crown right now, but I have to be stoked. The motherfucking overseer of the ward to legendary Kool-Aid Nanushka, Pendarvis, motherfucking in Leviticus, Infinity, Mizrahi, Juvashi, motherfucking Khan, overseer for 2009. How the fuck you doing?
I'd like to give a shout out to Rackers Allen.
Right there.
Yes, but do we have any callers? Because I know it's a lot of girls on the phone lines listening, honey. We're about to come to all you girls' phone calls because I know we have girls that want to come in and they want to comment that's listening online. So we're going to take some callers. 443-813. Tuesday with Messy Mother. How you doing?
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
I ain't sure. Just calling to let Salva know that she's feeling very confident and I live for that tonight.
Yeah,
she's feeling very confident. I live for it, Kelly.
But you wanna know, I spooked that in the beginning when she was talking, and Kelly was trying to say, you're not giving it right. She was so calm. And
yes, she did. Just like a mother.
I lived for the rebuttal last week.
Just like a mother, and I was living for it. She was very confident.
I didn't know, but Kelly, I was expecting what Kelly was looking for, too. I didn't know, and I gagged, like, what is she talking? Like, I was thinking about something.
No, the real tea is I was trying to keep it confidential.
Oh, okay. I live for it. Okay. I'm still living. Okay. Confidential.
You could have kept it confidential by yelling and saying, I don't have to give this, but you were very calm. You gave an explanation. And even when they got on the phone, you want to know something? You shut up while they read you.
Yeah. And let them talk. She was very calm.
You
were very calm.
And let them talk. They called you names and everything.
And she hated it. Work, Salvin. Work. Work, Father.
Because at the end of the day, they left a comment. And like I said, and clear the record, and I said again, I don't have no problems with none of them.
with none of them. Did I have something personal with Justin? I'm not going to lie. Yes, I did. I did have something personal with Justin. But it was the extra bonus of why I kicked him out. Like I said, and I'll say it again, if anybody wants to know really why I kicked him out, just pull me to the side one-on-one. And I don't have no problem of doing it because, like I said, I did want to kick him out a long time ago when it was personal. And I'm not going to even lie. And when Diego's on the phone, and Diego's on the phone now as we speak, that's who saved her.
Oh, well, I didn't know Diego was on the phone.
Yes,
I didn't know Diego was on the phone. So, Diego, you're still a con.
You didn't hear him tell you that
the house
and everything.
I'm still a con. I'm still Father Con. What's up? What's up, everybody? I'm out at dinner right now.
And from what I gathered, to clear it all up, because I don't think it's Shay. I'm not going to take it all to this with everybody else to take it to. From what I gathered from James, he's trying to reshape this house. He's trying to take all the bad and the mess, you know, and every negative stuff about Khan and change it into something different. And he's allowing the people who helped build it to go if that's what needs to happen to shape. I gagged? All right, mother.
Hello? All right, so.
But you can even ask Diego. He's sitting there. He can tell you. Off the bat, but I want to get this man out in a personal reason. Am I lying, Diego?
No, but you know, we held on, and you did keep your peace with everything. I can honestly say that you did keep your peace. And I love Justin Dale. He will always be my brother, Bristol, whatever you want to call it. No matter what house he in, or whatever role he decides to take. But you know, hey, things happen.
There's a new sheriff in town, and her name is Beverly Khan.
Beverly Johnson.
Johnson, sorry. That's the second time you correct me. Do it again, and we're going to fight.
I'm sorry, Tori.
Right, thank you.
Oh, somebody's knocking at the door.
Oh, crazy.
I'm sorry, America. Somebody knocked at the door, but it's my sister, Mercedes.
Hello.
Another phone call?
Yeah, I got kicked off the line, honey. Do we have any other callers, honey? Because I know it's some callers, honey. I know we have callers. So let's take some callers. Honey, 443-449. You're on the air on Messy Tuesdays with Messy Mother. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Yes, this is Trishae. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Trishae. Are you still a con?
Yes, I am, darling. I'm not going anywhere. Sorry.
Okay.
Hi, Mother Salvin. Like, what's up, bitch? I have to bring, like, some, like, life to the, like, breakdown because there's, like, so much going on. Like, girls ready to attack each other and stuff. But, like, she needs to calm down. But I'm letting everybody know that I'm still a bitch. You're scared, and I'm not going anywhere, darling, okay?
I know that's right.
What's up, bitch?
Thank you for calling in, Shay, and letting us know you're still a con. If you're a con out there, or you have left the building, Mistake, or you're still confident, Mistake, call in and let me know if you're still confident. Call in and let me know if you're a 007. I need your call.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe this. I'm just...
It's 527. You're on the air on Messy Tuesdays with Messy East Coast Kelly. How you doing?
Finding yourself.
What's T?
I'm chilling.
Ooh, oh, my God, who's that?
My name is Lil Rye Ebony. What's going on?
Hi, Lil Rye. What's going on? What do you think about all the madness that's going on, Lil Rye Ebony?
I mean, I don't know Justin personally. I mean, as far as, like, his performance, I live. But, you know what I'm saying, looking from the outside in, I mean, I guess the best decision was for them to kick him out or whatever. Like, I mean, like, they're supposed to be family. And I guess, like, if he's acting crazy as they say he is, then, I mean, like, why jeopardize, you know what I'm saying, a family vibe? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like I said, I don't know personally, but I guess they made the right decision. I can't say much about it since I don't know him personally, though. So I just met him at the awards, so I don't really know him.
Okay. Thank you for calling in with your comments.
I just got an IM from BJ, and BJ said he is still a con. He is still confident. He's in the building. Can I please have my next caller, please? BJ is still confident, honey. How you doing? If you're a con and you on Mother's Yahoo list, hit me up and let me know if you're still a con so I can keep you in the con section. If you're not a con, hit me up and let me know that you're 007 so I can move you out of the con section. Don't want no shenanigans, honey. 404-668. You on the air with motherfucking Messy Tuesdays with the Messy Legendary Mother. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Are you a con? Are you still confident?
This is Clint Con. Yeah, no, Overseer Atlanta.
Ah, you're still confident. How you doing, Clinton? What's he?
I'm doing well. How you feeling tonight?
Hey, man, y'all better come on here and make this thing happen. Y'all better get on this show and let y'all people know y'all are cool.
And father called from Chicago just hit me up, and he said he is still confident. How you doing?
And still a con. That's it. Confident and still a con. Y'all should put that on the flyer.
Yes, Clinton. That's a new thing, huh? But no. The thing about it is, of course, Atlanta, we still confident. Is that that's not going to change because the thing when Selvin brought us to the whole con family, we didn't come because of one or two or three people. We came because of the name and what they were trying to do. And me and James had a real in-depth talk when we first came to when me and Brandon brought our house to the House of Con, and he said what he was trying to do in his vision, and we shared in that vision. So one or two or three people not going to change what we're trying to do down here in Atlanta. So
Amen.
We still try to do our thing, and we still going to try to do the House of Con. The House of Con is a powerhouse, regardless of who want to believe that or not. We're a powerhouse state to state. So we're going to still do our thing. I mean, it could be a little shake-up. One thing I've learned from one of the people I consider a mentor in this ballroom scene, Andre Mizrahi, people going to leave your house every day, every month, every year. That's not going to stop you from doing what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. So Atlanta, we still confident. We always going to be confident. And that's just what it is. Until the house.
Flyer.
Yeah, that's going to be the new flyer.
Confident
the confident
con.
You feel me?
Kelly, you ate that. Are you a con and are you still confident?
On the behalf of me and Mariah, I want to thank everybody that came out to the ball that supported us to the Addicted Ball. The House of Con was definitely a representation. The House of Chanel, the House of Mugler, the House of Garcon, the House of Ebony, it was like almost House of Revlon, House of Blahnik. Everybody was in the building. Mad shouts out to the House of Milan. I did the calculations today. The House of Milan was the house with the most trophies Sunday night. So mad props for them because they came and they did their thing. And me and Mariah, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out and showing major, major, major support here in Atlanta and all that good stuff. But, you know, I had to give that shout out. And I have to give my special shout out to China Mugler. If anybody in this ballroom scene that really did their thing for me Sunday night, it was China Mugler. I have to put that out there that she did something that I never expected nobody would do, and she made the building shake Sunday night. So that's what I wanted to say. But, yeah, on behalf of my overseer, Selvin Khan, and on behalf of my founder, James Khan, Atlanta Chapter Con is still confident.
Okay, thank you for being confident. Next caller, please.
Oh, confident con.
Hold on. I don't know who Cocktail Con is, but Cocktail Con just hit me up and said he is still confident. Next caller, please.
Kelly has how she made. I had Treasure Snatches last week, and we have Confident Con this week. Yes.
404-573. You on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the Messy East Coast Mother. How you doing? Are you confident?
Hello?
Are you so confident?
Hello? Hi,
hello.
How are you?
This is Diego and this is Shannon. Shannon's on the phone.
Oh, hi, Shannon. How are you? Are you still confident?
Shannon,
are you still confident?
I was born and raised as a con, and I will always be one, and I would like to give love and support to my family. They're the only family that's for me.
Confident. Next caller. Y'all got to start bringing these callers in fast like that. He said 23 years. 23. This phone line is going to be packed.
Miss St. Hold on. We have another caller.
I told you.
404-408. You're on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the legendary East Coast Messy Mother, Messy Kelly. Are you confident? Are you confident, Carla?
Where's Erica?
Hello.
408?
Yes, hold on. Carla, are you there? Okay, get rid of that caller completely off the line. Thank you.
Today
next caller, please. I'm
going to
get y'all completely off the line so other girls can get on the phone, honey. We might be here a little extra time tonight, honey, because I'm real confident that this show is going to be hot for the next hour if we have another hour. How
are
you doing?
About the house of God. Confident.
Cool, if we have one, honey. Yes, honey. Miss Shannon on court and Miss Say, and she's so confident. The children are hitting me up, and they are confident, Miss Say. Bitch, it's a mess. 678-201. You on the air on Messy Tuesday with the Messy Legendary Mother. How you doing? Are you confident? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, are you still confident?
I'm not a con. I just wanted to call in and say that I'm sitting in a group of people, and I find it very annoying that a certain someone by the name of Nicole Icon is always running and saying a bunch of shit while other people is talking. Please let them conduct their interview.
Hello? Hello? What is going on? Is anybody there?
That answer is
hello?
True.
Yeah.
Hello, what happened?
It's just too much going on.
Yes,
and
they just
switchboard, was that the voice I thought it was?
Oh, I know that they just, whoever that voice was, just shut the whole phone line off.
Switchboard.
Andre?
Yeah.
Where's Kelly?
I don't know, but switchboard, are you there? If that was the voice I thought I knew, just say yes, please.
I know, right? I know.
Oh.
That means you don't know what voice it was, because I think I do.
And Andre, whoever voice it was, tell me, because they should shut the whole phone line off.
No, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Where did everybody go?
I don't know, but honey, the day was many, many things, honey. Like I said, I love the ballroom. I don't agree with a lot of it, but I do love it.
Oh, wow.
Hello?
We're the only two with left.
Hello? Can y'all hear me?
We are back. Girl, who
is
that?
Is Kool-Aid there?
You is amped. Look at her. She's
doing it. Hold on. Because I have breaking motherfucking news. I have 65 girls in the chat room. I don't know how many girls is on the motherfucking phone line, but I have breaking news, and the girls don't want to wait to a function to announce it, Miss Thing. It's the end of 2009, and I told you bitches I'm going to take y'all with a motherfucking bang. It has just been officially text to the motherfucking red phone that Shannon Card is now the new overall mother of the house of motherfucking Card. How you motherfucking doing, bitch?
Confident. Wait, get Cooley on this phone. Switchboard. Ebony, come on. Move quicker.
Baby, it has been now announced, honey. Bitch,
okay.
I told you, bitches, I'm going to take y'all out with a motherfucking bang, bitch. I'm taking y'all out with a bang. Shannon Overall, mother of the house of motherfucking Card. She is confident. Bitch. Oh, bitch. Cuddy. It's no shade to all you girls. It's no shade to all you girls' mistake. I can't give y'all more time. I have company here in my house, and I have to entertain my company, and it's no shade to the girls. Nicole, please say goodnight to the girls.
I'm confident.
God bless you all, and have a nice night.
Okay, I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi, bitch. I love all you girls for loving me, bitch. Be here tomorrow night when we recap 09 and all the shit that happened in 09, bitch. We're going to recap 09, but we're going to recap tonight, Miss Say, because there's going to be a lot of shit. There's going to be a lot of madness, Miss Say. I'm going to try to get Miss Ayana on the phone to see what she got to say. I'm going to try to get Steve on the call to see what he got to motherfucking say about this situation, bitch. And it's going to be mess, Miss Say. Whatever you do, whatever parties or whatever New Year's events you go to or whatever parties or clubs you go to tonight, please practice safe sex and definitely wrap it up. I love all you bitches for loving me, bitch. I'm the messiest bitch there is, Miss Day. I love you all for loving me. Andre, take it away, champ.
Girl, another messy Tuesday, bitch. Well, that's why I say I love the ballroom, because it's always drama. I don't agree with it all, but I love the ballroom. Take it easy. Be safe. Tomorrow, you're right, we will recap on the whole 2009 because this will be the last Wednesday in 2009. Be safe. Love you all. See you tomorrow night at 11. Bye-bye.